Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
My whole life, I was a very dedicated Scientologist.
David Miscavige, it's a hammer in my face.
I didn't want to find out what I'd done was a lie.
All the money we spent to try to hang on to my family, they've been owning me for all these years.
Something inside of me was saying, get them out of this thing.
Tonight, episode 2 of a gripping docuseries, Leia Remini, Scientology in the Aftermath, premiered last week, and I'm guessing you can get it on demand as well if you missed the first episode, but watch it. And I'm telling you right now, from King of Queens to everything else she's done, including, Andy,
your, Saved by the Bell.
Your very creepy recollection
yes.
of her on Saved
yes,
by the
indeed.
Bell. I love her. I think she's terrific.
Great.
Her book, where she took on Scientology and told the story of her life, was great. Couldn't be a bigger fan. Nice to welcome her back to the show. Good morning, Leia Remini.
Good morning.
Kicking butt? Are you kicking butt or what?
Oh, thank you.
I'm real.
No. Is the difference between radio and TV people?
Meaning?
No, it was actually like a weird question. I said it weird because I'm still tired. not your fault. This was totally my fault. The difference. Hi, guys. Ready? You know the
Ilya.
Difference between radio folk and TV folk?
What is the difference?
Oh, the difference is you guys have an opinion and you say it.
Well, and also because I'm a fan, you know, do the homework. I watch the show, and I've followed this since you broke free and since you started speaking out, because
yeah.
Scientology has all the traditional earmarks of a cult, but I'd argue it's more dangerous than just about any cult we've ever heard of because of the secrecy it lives in and the money that protects it and the powerful people that surround it. If you're not yakking about it and talking about it and doing this show, nobody is, and I salute you for doing it. It's risky.
Thank you. Thank you. So I appreciate that. Really, I do.
Well, yeah, I think
for saying it out loud.
It's awesome what you do. It's hard enough, is it not, for a woman in Hollywood to find roles and break barriers, but now to speak out about something like this and to be openly threatened, and you're conquering that too. So that's a huge shout out to you as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, it's easy because I have you guys to talk to, and I have the world's protection, really, the world at large are not Scientologists. So I have that. What my fear has been is how to protect the people who don't have that.
Right.
And the courageous people in our stories, although they've spoken before, they maybe didn't have a network like A&E to tell it every week. And so these are different stories and different aspects of the type of abuse that the policies of the church mandate people to do. I mean, the policies actually demand to destroy people's lives if they speak out publicly. And the church responds with, that policy's been canceled.
I mean, that sentence in itself is so ridiculous. Yeah, we quit doing that. That policy where we ruin people's lives, we decided not to.
We destroy people's lives utterly? That? No, we used to do that in the 50s.
That's so ridiculous. And it says everything you need to know
about that. Here's what I'll say about that. There's a policy called fair game. And you could just Google it, right? They claim that the policy is canceled, but the actions people continue to do every day.
Yeah, that's the doublespeak that goes on. And the terminology
in
Scientology, which you would only know if you're already sucked in, and the way they separate they separate children from their families. And,
yes,
and
the policy says dealing with depressive people.
Right.
That's the label the church gives a person who speaks out. I want to be clear about that, because they're getting away with saying to the press, there is no such policy. Right. They're technically right. No. If you have different religious beliefs, no, of course not, right? But they don't care about you if you have another religion. They're going to try to turn you, and if they don't turn you, they're not interested in you. Okay, that's that. But I'm specifically talking about people who leave the church and speak out and are labeled
right.
depressive people. There is no other option but for you to completely shun them. And it says in the policy of Scientology, doesn't matter if they're Scientologist or not.
It is everything that's wrong with any organized alleged faith.
And this is not about faith. This is about power. It's about David Miscavige power and what he holds over other people and the people that have followed him down this path. He's a dangerous guy. He may well be a criminal, regardless of the financial part of this. But you mentioned it before. You know, the media is so lazy at times and locks into the John Travolta piece of this or the Tom Cruise piece of this. But you touched on it in the beginning. This is about people who you're never going to know their names. They aren't famous.
Correct.
They're just part of this now.
And I really love you for the statement you just made, because it is not about faith, which is what you brought up. This is about harmful practices of an organization that they are hiding because people don't know the right questions to ask. Judges are not looking further. The government is not asking the right people the right questions. Show us this policy. Show us that policy. You have to look at the policies that mandate to harm people. Not to mention, this is a confidential, as you get up in the chart, right, of Scientology, these things are confidential. So you can't decide for yourself, do I want to spend the rest of my life doing this and $250,000, because it's confidential.
Right.
Leah, okay, in our studio right now, I mean, we have Catholic, we have Jewish, we have Orthodox, we have every religion. Why do they care so much if you leave? Why do they go to the lengths that they do to follow you and try and discredit your character?
Great question.
The policy. I really want you to, ask me about that. It's their policy. Do you understand that it's their policy?
Yeah.
It's their policy to chase people down, but I think where Andrea is going with this is to protect the secrets of what they do and to keep their...
They don't know any other way but to follow the policy.
That's just so scary.
Tells you what you have to do. There is no option. You attack the evil of people. We are considered evil. I considered people like me evil. That's what I was taught. This girl means me harm. She wants me dead. Literally, from the moment you could read, you are taught that anybody speaking out against Scientology, that's the press, that's the government, that's the AMA, that's the whatever, medical, psychiatrist, these people are enemies, and they literally are happy when you are doing bad in your life. So understand that their policy dictates you must destroy them.
David Miscavige's wife, has she ever been found?
Per the LAPD, the LAPD said my report was unfounded, which the church turned cleverly around. Unfounded is only a category that they are a classification. You know, like you can only choose box A or B.
Yeah.
Okay. They actually never told me that they saw her with their own eyes.
See, this is another thing, kids. It's 2016. If you take someone who is as powerful as this guy is, who in years past had appeared with his wife or his wife had appeared in public, and suddenly his wife is gone, no announcement, nothing about her, and if you ask questions about her, you're punished for it.
Punished.
Well, how could you assume anything but something bad happened to her?
I agree. And the fact that no one else has pursued it in her family says a lot.
It's unbelievable.
But I can only do so much. I can't go up to the base where she might be and ring the bell and say, let me see her. I'm on private property.
Of course, yeah.
If she's alive and well, they wouldn't bring her out by herself. You know, she'd have a handler at best. Is it so hard to just say she's fine?
Exactly.
To produce her?
And why wouldn't she want to say that?
Because if she's alive and well, she has been taught that she is the reason and responsible person for Tom's marriage going to crap. So she's being punished if she is alive. She believes that it is her fault. She believes that she screwed up their survival and betterment of mankind. Because what you have to understand is that this man is treated as a god in this church, and that Scientologists believe that he is saving the planet.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Listen, there is this notion, I know you have to run, but there is this notion of free will. However, I think free will ends at a point where people have been brainwashed or blackmailed against the better judgment of their lives and are putting themselves in danger, whether it's financial danger or physical and emotional danger.
I agree.
And I think that's the whole point of your show, and that's why I hope people watch it.
Me too. Thank you so much for saying that.
Leah Remini, Scientology and the Aftermath. I mean, I'm telling you, she's risking a lot to do this. She's telling the story, but here's what you don't want. You don't want to piss her off because she's not only hot, she's angry. Oh, that's a tough combination.
It's good to be a badass.
Listen, you're always welcome here. I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
That's the tiny, hot, and angry Leah Remini.
She's awesome.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. She's so cool.
But this goofball, whacked out Hollywood organization.
You know, it's good, too. It's well done.
It's very
well done. The documentary goes through everything.
Yeah, the people she worked with, the A&E people, really well done.
Yeah,
and the thing is, you're entitled to believe whatever you want to believe. But if what you believe involves punishing, threatening, intimidating other people, stealing their money, or possibly creating physical harm against other people, or kidnapping, which this organization has been accused of regularly, holding people against their will, this is a criminal operation. Scientology, my ass.